Blog Talk Radio.
TM Worldwide Radio on a Saturday night, day after the 4th of July. And, of course, there's still probably a lot of people popping off firecrackers that they didn't get to yesterday. So if you hear a big explosion, that's what it is. Tonight, going to have another night talking about Atlanta Hawks basketball for the most part. Some of the things we're going to be talking about as far as topics. What do you think of the free agent signing of Cephalosha? Does this mean Al Horford will play center for sure? What are the real chances of signing Dane? We know everybody and their mom is talking to him now. What is your projected lineup for the season? Are you excited about Summer League? And, of course, how about those Braves? They have won 9 in a row. Definitely tune in and see what I have to say about those subjects. You can call 646-652-4479. First and foremost, let me go ahead and talk about some of the people bringing this episode to you tonight. Of course, my company, Innovative Model and Talent Management. You can visit my website, www.imtmworldwide.com, and or you can call me 706-393-8426. Everything in regards to booking talent, models, actors, all that kind of good stuff. I'm going to be launching a new company down the line called Innovative Enterprises, so stay tuned for that. I'll talk about that another time probably. Another company we need to talk about, Extreme Paintball in Conyers, Georgia. Everybody who wants to have a good time in the sun and you have picnics or parties or groups, class reunion, family reunion, kids, company outings, you need to call 770-648-6210, and that's Extreme Paintball in Conyers. It's right outside the city of Atlanta, about 20 minutes due east, right outside of, what is it, Stonecrest Mall. I almost forgot. But definitely hit them up. Ask for Ty Hubbard. He's one of the co-owners. I've known him for a long time. He's a good person. And they have a fun facility. If you on my website, go to my website, www.imtmworldwide.com. You can check out the article that I wrote about them under Newsflash. You can also go to their website at www.xpcpaintball.com. One more, if you're in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area, or if you're in Atlanta and you want to travel, there's another person who I've actually dealt with personally in business. Her name is Majida Giddens, and her company is Majida Models and Talent Consulting. You can find her website at MajidaModelsandTalent.com, and her number is 404-500-8809. If you're getting started from scratch as a talent in the industry, she is a great person to talk to and deal with. I've actually worked with her as a model before. And she is great. She takes great pictures, and she's always been the best at getting where she needs to get to on time. She's really dedicated, so she knows a lot about the industry and can help you if that's what you choose to do. So those are just a few of the people that are helping this show get on, and wanted to just make sure I got those shout-outs. Where are the police coming from? I'm not really sure. Let's get started, and maybe that's what it is. I need to get started with tonight's show. First things first, NBA free agency is on and popping, and the Atlanta Hawks are making some moves. We have acquired former OKC guard Thabo Cephalosha, and it looks like I already have a caller probably going to put their input in on this particular move. Let's see what they have to say. Come on in, caller. Tell us who you are and where you're from.
going on? Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You didn't call from somewhere out. I thought you was maybe talking. My name's Eddie Carswell. I'm a frequent on the Facebook group, Atlanta Hawks Nation. And I'm an avid Hawks fan. I have my own show on Blog Talk Radio, but that's neither here nor there. But as far as the free agent show, man, I'm loving the moves. I'm loving the vibe from the organization right now, man, because I feel like we have a winning perceptive, you know, the perception that we have right now of where we're trying to go with the team. You know, we got a plan. I've been a Hawks fan for a long time. This is the first time I really kind of vision. Yep. Hello?
Oh, keep going. Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. I thought you couldn't hear me or something.
But this is the first time I really had a lot of I really got a lot of confidence in where they're going, you know, as far as what the upper management is doing. Back when Billy King was the Billy Knight, whatever his name, Billy King, Billy Knight, whatever his name was, whenever he was the GM, we had a lot of moves that was made with the Marvin Williams pick and a lot of other things that was going on at the time that, you know, every time I saw it, I cringed. But now it's like everything that happened, it's like a piece of the puzzle that's being put in place. And you can start seeing things start forming. So I'm really happy with what's going on right now.
Well, I'm glad. And you kind of said something in, you know, regards to, you know, putting things in place. And what I've been saying on the Atlanta Hawks Nation page for about a year is a matter of having true direction. And when you can tell that you're going somewhere, you're a little bit more apt to follow the lead and have a little bit more confidence instead of, you know, when you just don't understand why certain things have been made or decided upon, and then sometimes also you ain't told nothing. And when you're paying ticket money, you're paying the travel, you're paying merchandise, you're paying, you know, and then you're also contributing when you watch all the games. Without fans, you don't have no team. You know, so I think finally over these last 2 years now and going into the third year of this new regime, I think we're finally getting something that we, you know, as a Hawks fan, we really do deserve. We've been loyal all this time for 40-something years, and we still ain't got to the ECF yet. So I do appreciate your thought. Any comments in regards to Cephalosha in particular? He's a new guard for the team.
Is at a point now when you kind of, when they start adding people, you kind of see them as like hawk-like, you know what I'm saying? The word to me is almost like a phrase, it's almost like a catchphrase that you can use to describe that they're bringing, like he's hawk-like. When they drafted Adrian Payne, first thing I thought of myself was he's hawk-like because he fits the people and the, well, you know, I followed him in college, followed him in the tournament that just played. Dude was a beast. He's very disciplined. He's a steady player. He's a hard worker, and all of those things are the words that describe all the players that they're bringing into this program. That's why I'm not getting caught up into the LeBron talk and the Carmelo talk. To me,
that's fine.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because to me, we know Carmelo for one, he's never made a team that much better than they already were. He never elevated a team past the level that they was already were before he got there. He's a talented offensive player. Other than that, he's never made a team. He never elevated the play of his players, of his teammates like LeBron does. And if I was ever to get either one of them, I'd say, okay, yeah, I take LeBron. You know, that's common sense. He's the best player in the world. Yeah, I'll take him.
I'll say this real brief. With Melo, I've always thought that it would have been better for him to stay in Denver. I think they would have had a shot if they had put something together around him there, especially with George Karl being there. But at the end of the day, he just felt like he needed to go to New York. So,
I mean, if you can't do anything, you playing beside AI, you ain't going to never get nowhere. You know what I'm saying? You got yourself on the backcourt. You had pretty good players, like role players around them. And if you can't build, if you ain't got the type of mentality to be a team player, you know, be a good individual, but stripping the thing, you know what I'm saying? I think he's the most overrated player in the league, just in my opinion. You know, but like I said, I
don't know. There's a couple, I think, a little bit more, but he's up there for sure.
It ain't many. It might be a couple, but it ain't many. You feel me?
Not many. What was your name again?
My name's Eddie Carswell. I'm on the Hawk Nation page. I might post some probably two or three times a day. And you know, like I said, I got a show on Blog Talk Radio, Beneath the Streets, is actually a music show. I do 4 o'clock on Sundays with me with my co-host DJ Nick Nice. And but I'm an avid Hawk fan. I'm a Falcon fan. I'm a Georgia Bulldog fan. I'm all Georgia everything, man. I love my Georgia sports. I'm very knowledgeable about it. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you, I know, I just looked up tonight and saw that you had a show. So I had to participate, you know, to support what you had going on, man, because I support everything when it comes to my Georgia sports, man. But keep doing what you're doing, man. I like what you're doing. I like the, you know, the, how you know, the best presentation of the show. You keep doing your thing, man. Keep it going.
Well, I appreciate that. Like I said, I do work hard. I'm going to go ahead and let you go. But definitely thank you for the shout-out. Thank you for calling in. Definitely call in again, okay?
Sure, man. Appreciate it.
Everyone, that was Eddie Carswell, one of our Atlanta Hawks Nation fans there. And, again, that was a great call. And, you know, when you're a diehard fan like Eddie there, you know, you support them through thick and thin, you know, and, you know, as long as they, you know, are on the court, that's your team, you know. You can't flip-flop. You can't be wishy-washy about it. But you can show disappointment when management does all kind of crazy stuff. So, again, we're on topics tonight. Seth Alosha has been signed, formerly of OKC, 30 years old now. What is he going to do for us? A lot of people talking about playing on the wing. A lot of them, there's people talking about him starting. I don't agree with that, of course. And, of course, with him being signed and with the possibility of Luol Deng coming, does that mean Al's going to play center? What is your starting lineup for the Hawks? Are you excited about summer league? And how about those Braves? B.J. Upton is actually hitting the ball. Can't believe it. You know, you can call in 646-652-4479. I'm going to go ahead and get this caller on the line. Caller, tell me who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Chris, what's going on, sir? This is Jamal from Atlanta Hawks Nation.
Hey, what's going on, Jamal? How you doing tonight?
Good, man. Just trying to jump in. I know you guys were talking about some free agency, so I just want to put my 2 cents in about the Seth Alosha signing. I think it was a great deal for even greater price, and I think he's going to bring a lot to the table here in Atlanta. I think he's going to bring some defense, and hopefully he's going to help us. I think one of the bigger things that we had trouble with last year was defending the wing players. So he's definitely going to help out on that end, him and JYD, and hopefully if we get Luol Deng, man, it's going to be hard to score on us on the wing.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to just say this and be real brief because I do want to get some other callers in because I want to ask you about who was it? Deng. I think the process of being able to defend wing players, especially with our issues as far as pick and roll and things of that nature, that goes into coaching a little bit. And like I said, with our injuries and never really having a full squad on any regular occasion, that didn't help either. And with some of the deficiencies, on the player standpoint, I can't fault all the players all the time. And I'm going directly into Atlanta Hawks Nation now in regards to certain players as far as a scoring small forward when I already threw out numbers, you know. Junkyard had 11 a game, and there's a night that he scored a lot more than that. He can shoot from three, okay, and he can play defense. Now, like I said, when you're talking about having to lock just people down, yeah, Seth will definitely help out on an individual basis from time to time, but it's not like it's night in, night out. We're having to, like, worry about someone. That's what someone wanted to talk about Kyle Korver and having to lock down somebody. I was like, really? That's not really true. So, at the end of the day, with Deng coming in, what do you think in regards to if Deng comes in, you know, where is somebody else going? Because remember, we only can dress 13 people.
Well, that's the thing I've been telling people the whole time is that, you know, this situation is still fluid because you think about it, I've said this on multiple occasions, all of our contracts that we have right now are tradable, which means that there's no team that will have any reservation trading for Al Horford or Paul Millsap. Paul Millsap is making, what, $9 million a year this year? You know what I mean? So Jeff Teague is making $8 million a year. So it's not like guys are going to be on the fence about trading for anybody on our team. So when you have those type of contracts, you can trade players and you can create cap space to get players like Luol Deng. I personally don't know if it was up to me. I would definitely try to get something of value if we trade Al Horford or Paul Millsap. But right now, if we get Deng, I do foresee something else happening along with that.
I'm about to say what I have to say on that, but I'm gonna let you go first. So if you got, go ahead and give your shout out in regards to your show again, so people know who you are from Atlanta Hawks Nation, Jamal.
Yes, sir. Definitely. My show. I also have a show on Blog Talk Radio called The Dirty Word. It's kind of along the lines of what you're doing here and what I heard Eddie's doing. Just a show about mostly Georgia sports, but we also talk about national topics as well, a little pop culture. So definitely we do it big. I haven't done my show recently because I just started a new job a few months ago, so I'm working different hours. But I am doing that show on Blog Talk Radio, as well as I also do some writing. I've done some writing for Chris, as well as I have my own blog. You can check it on blogspot.com. It's The Dirty Word on the Street. So that's what I'm doing. And Chris is a big contributor to both of those movement, so we definitely appreciate you, sir.
Oh, no problem. Like I said, I try to support as many people as I can when your work is valuable and is viable as well, and professional, of course. So I'm about to throw a point out there. I'm going to go ahead and let you go tomorrow. I'm going to get one more call in real quick. I'll be talking to you soon, okay?
All right, bro. Take care.
All right. And a caller that's on hold right now, give me a minute. I'm going to throw out this real quick. I'm going to take a quick break. As far as Bing coming in, I am also a proponent that if we keep pretty much most of what we got, we become instantly better than most of the teams in the East automatically by default because our bench will be so much stronger. So if we do end up keeping Al and Paul, that just can't do anything but make us better, especially if Al is playing the four. That's just me. Caller, give me a moment. I'm going to take a quick break. It's going to be like 30 seconds. Everybody wants to call in 646-652-4479. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio, talking Atlanta Hawks sports. Braves won 9 in a row. You can talk about that a little bit. Of course, Falcons, we're probably, a month away from training camp, so get excited about that. And, of course, we're talking to all kinds of different free agents out there, big and small. No, we're not talking to LeBron and Melo. Stop it. Going to go ahead and get a little bit of a break in. Caller, I'll stay on the line for a minute. I'm going to be right back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio.
Hello?
Chris, where are you at?
I'm in a bed asleep. Why?
Chris, you're supposed to be at the studio. Flick is looking for you.
What time is it?
5 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Chris, you have to do better than this. Don't you know all this competition that's out here? It's all about the competition. It's all about the competition.
As you can see, I'm not at home being lazy and idle. Instead, I'm writing rhymes. You are hearing poet recitals, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 commandments, 10 plagues, even Samson Delilah. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, whips, tricks, or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLEGT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96. Now my calendar is full. On the regular hectic, you better believe I feel the need to prove myself. You got to beat me above nobody else. I place myself, but if it gets down to it, I will be the lighter and you can be the fluid. He's on fire. I'm in the game like EA. Won't be bowing down as if I was your sensei to anyone. That's the answer to the question. Will he be like everyone else? I won't keep you guessing. To be unique, that's the essence of my mission. That is why it's all about the competition. competition. 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 You know I know I got you wishing. Competition. It's all about.
All right, this is Chris IMTN Worldwide Radio back on the line. Had to take a little bit of a break there. That was competition by, guess what? That was me. Anyway, talking about Hawks basketball, it's free agency. We just had the draft, so we drafted some pretty good players from what everybody is saying off and on. I have different thoughts about that, but this is probably not the show to talk about the draft. But we are looking at Lou Alding. We signed Seth Alosha. We have contract offers to Mike Scott and also Shane Mack, so we'll have to see how that pans out as well. So I'll go ahead and get this next caller on. Caller, tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing good. You talking to me?
Yes, I am, sir. This is Chris.
Oh, what's up?
What's your name?
This is Eddie Steele, man. This is Eddie Steele. I just called back to listen to the rest of the show, man. It's the same guy that called in.
Let me put you back on hold, okay?
All right.
That was Eddie calling back in, folks. That means I get to talk about the draft a little bit. Here's the deal. You have Patterson, you have Payne, and you have Tavares. Tavares is an obvious center. I was mentioning on Atlanta Hawks Nation earlier. At the end of the day, there's certain things that are projects, but this is not so much a project, even with Afro's situation. Afro, he didn't have the NBA build, you know, all this kind of stuff, whatever. Tavares, this is a different story. Tavares can play in the NBA. He's not going to get banged around, first of all. He's 7'3". He's heavy. He's not a stick in the wind here, okay? Dude can block shots, okay? He can run the floor. He might not look pretty running the floor, but who does look pretty running the floor when you're 7'3"? Yao Ming sure didn't, and he's faster than Yao Ming for sure, okay? He can rebound. Okay, in his league, he was leading his team in a lot of statistical categories here. Okay, when you're talking about not having NBA experience, the way you get NBA experience is playing the NBA, not overseas. Okay, that's just point blank. That's what it is. When these rookies get drafted, they're either going to play or they're not. In this case, I think he needs to play. He feels a definite need. Somebody who can protect the rim, who can rebound, right? And on the offensive side, who cares if he doesn't have a Patrick Ewing move or a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar move yet or any of those things? At the end of the day, from what I saw, one, he could hit free throws, okay? Two, he could get putbacks all day long, okay? So just that, you know, offensive contribution offset stuff that, guess what, Al don't have to do. He don't have to think about it, really. He can concentrate on whoever's playing him at the four. Because you got somebody clogging up the middle, which is the other thing, okay? And at the end of the day, we have a great training staff who actually knows how to do stuff. So development is not going to be that big of a deal. I think you play him. And he's not hurt. He's not injured. He has clean bill of health. That's another thing. He needs to play in the summer league so we can see what's really going down. That's just me. Because if you do that, then all of a sudden Paro becomes expendable. And I really don't like Paro anymore. I just haven't ever since the playoffs, so that's just me. But I think he's needless. If he's not going to rebound, he can't do all this other stuff, and then he ain't going to hit shots. That's just a wasted $1 million. And he's 31 years old. There's no upside to that, okay? So I'd rather have someone young in the middle doing what he does, have Jaws back there and whoever else, okay? And like I said, if you have that bench with Paul on there, Mike, all these other guys, I mean, we have a real squad at that point. Okay, and again, we were playing very well until all of our injuries decimated us. I've never seen a team get decimated by injuries like we did. We still made the playoffs, although there was half of everybody thinking we were tanking. We just weren't good. But we still made the playoffs, and we gave Indiana all they could handle. So that's just me as far as that goes. As far as Seth Alosha, again, a lot of people say he should start. I don't think that's going to happen because you're taking a solid 12, 13 points off your board with Kyle Korver being in there, and that's going to get nothing but higher because Al is back, so you have more shots that are going to be wide open all of a sudden. So I don't agree with that. If he's coming off the bench, I could see it. And with the flexibility of having him and Patterson and Junkyard and Kyle and JJ, if we keep him, you have a lot of mixed matches you can go in there with now, different lineups, you know. And like I said, with the system as it is, hey, again, we saw what happened with the Miami Heat. And I keep going back to that. You saw what happened to your three stars get killed, destroyed by Boris Diaw in the game. Okay? So that's just my take as far as that goes. The Atlanta Braves, B.J. Upton is actually finally starting to hit. And with him hitting, everybody else enjoying the game, Braves have 9 games in a row where they haven't lost. Now, this puts them in a position where, of course, they're putting distance between themselves and others in the league, the National League, trying to get that little bit of separation with them in Washington, because I think Washington has been going on a little bit of a tear. But right now is a really good sign. And see, we still have starting pitchers coming back after the All-Star break. You know, Minor, I believe, hopefully will be coming back. So just for the fact that we were able to hang on, not just fall completely apart, we didn't hit worth crap for basically the whole first half of the season, and we're still in first, and now we got a good little bit of a lead. That's a real positive sign. Gattis is hurt, you know, been hurt last couple of, you know, about a week now, still, you know, clicking along. So the thing of it will be is now, okay, do we rely on everybody's going to keep hitting, or do we still trade and get a bat, a real reliable bat? Because technically, until BJ actually does it for a whole season and, you know, quit wasting the money that we're paying him, I don't know if I can believe in BJ. That's just me. Call in 646-652-4479. Let me know what you think. Falcons, we got, like I said, we got about 4 weeks or so before they're at 20. Tossing the skins around. Matt Ryan and Julio and Roddy and everybody's back. Hey, guess what, Todd? Somebody just got a touchdown again. Anyway, call in 646-652-4479. Still got enough for maybe one more phone call. But if not, what I will do is go ahead and announce that I will probably be doing another show pretty soon, if probably not tomorrow, but maybe Monday. Because hopefully, after the holiday, we'll get some more news. You know, we got a lot of people who did take this opportunity to go and travel and whatnot, so you got people disappear. But come Monday, I think we're going to start seeing some, you know, more contracts go down. We know, you know, LeBron is holding the whole NBA hostage right now, and a lot of teams are messed up now. They've even said that Miami can't do anything because Bron ain't doing, you know, he ain't made no decision. So you can't commit other players. I don't know if Bron is going to stay. I ain't trying to sign here with Wade and Box Girl, right? So it's getting to be a little iffy now, and it looks like Melo's going to stay in New York, which I pretty much figured, you know. So, like I said, this season is going to be very, very, very interesting. It's going to be a telltale sign of some of the GMs in the league and, you know, what do they really have to offer. In regards to their skills and abilities to put a team together for the next 20 years, because that's what you're really looking for now, the next 20 years. With all this free agent, oh, I'm going to get you on my team kind of stuff, it changes the whole game now. And it's going to be really interesting if people are really going to still keep going the Bron way or the Spurs way. You know, like I said, longevity counts for a lot. Longevity sells tickets every year. That's what that means. You can call it boring if you want, but hey, I'd rather see the ball going in the basket than a missed dunk any day. With that being said, I'm gonna go ahead and sign off for the night. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. Thanks for Jamal and Eddie from Atlanta Hawks Nation calling in. Thanks to Extreme Paintball and Conyers, Majidas Models and Talent for representing the show tonight. Again, going to be doing another show pretty soon because, hey, we still have another free agent that we probably can get. That being said, hopefully y'all have a nice rest of the weekend. Stay safe. Don't fire off too many firecrackers. Y'all take care. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio.
Thank you.